Ellie Crum was my student for since her freshman year. I was her TF when I taught with Phil Stone. And then I was her thesis advisor with Alan Langer. And this was the topic of her thesis. When Alan Langer came up with the idea for the thesis, and she told Ali and me this is what I think would be a very interesting study, I took Alan aside after the study, after the meeting, after Ali went away, and I told her, you know, Alan, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair that Ali will do her thesis on it, because the thesis is very, it's a very tough experiment. You'll hear about it if you haven't read about it in a minute. It will take a lot of time from her. She's not going to get any results. Now, you can write a senior thesis with getting a null result, without getting a result. That's okay. But I said, you know, why waste her time, her senior year? And she said to me, it will work. I said to her, no, it won't. And boy, did it work. Now, I've learned since then not to argue with Alan Langer, because she has ideas that you would never think work, but they do. Like the study we mentioned with the with the 1979 going back to 1959, or with the eye test being simply in a flight simulator improves your eyesight. Again, ideas that seem fantastic, but she proves them right. So the same happened here with this study. The study was that Ellie went to hotels and worked with the ladies who were cleaning the hotels.